Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good evening, everyone. And welcome back to another episode of Monday Night Live Stream. This is a special presentation. Tonight, I am scheduled to be joined by Jake Lang. Jake is currently one of Joe Biden's political prisoners from January 6th. He has been besmirched. He's been defamed. And none of it's true. He's currently in prison. He's been incarcerated for over 20 months. As a pretrial detainee, and he's obviously trying to get the truth out about what really happened on January 6th, the truth of how the police instigated and provoked a peaceful crowd and ultimately killed Roseanne Boyland and three other people that we know about. He's also the creator of J6Truth.org. It's got a bunch of J6 news, events, videos, stuff that you're not going to find on the mainstream media, of course. Now, he's also just released a documentary called The Truth About January 6th. He is the narrator. You might have seen it, might have heard about it. It's got over 1 million views currently. And he has been organizing a January 6th Solidarity Truth press conference. That's going to be held September 24th from 1 to 5 p.m. You can get everything at j6solid.com. We're waiting for Jake to join us. He should be here any minute. Obviously, he is just getting out of his cell. He's going to be calling us as soon as he can. So, do me a favor, guys. Sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we will be right back after this. All right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Jake is still not here yet. I thought that was probably to be expected. He gets out of his cell at certain times every day, and I was pretty sure that they weren't going to just let him go straight out and grab the phone. So while we're waiting for him to arrive, I thought I would play you the trailer for The Truth About January 6th. I know that a lot of people have seen it. It's a really powerful film. But if you haven't, this is definitely something that you need to check out in the future. Now, I have a whole bunch of other good things scheduled this week. We have some schedule changes because I'm going to be going to the rally in Ohio this weekend. Going to be hanging out with JR and maybe POTUS. Certainly some other people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So we'll see how that goes. But Lisa is going to be streaming the rally from here while I'm going to be there. And I'm going to try to call in on Zoom and see what kind of live action I can get for you guys. Thank you very much for coming here for this totally irregular stream. I know I normally don't go live on Monday nights, but there was only certain times that Jake would be available to come and join us. And he's somebody that I've wanted to have on the show for a long time. So let's go ahead and check out the trailer for The Truth About January 6th.
I think we need to know more about January 6th. There's so much footage that has not been released.
A bunch of President Trump's supporters are still rotting in jail cells.
You have to have equal justice. It's very, very unfair what's happened to this group of people.
enticed them, they entrapped them, and then they attacked them.
Well, you guys know because I've told you, many of you also know because you were present on January 6th, you know that things did not go down the way they said they did. We were there when it was a peaceful protest, when absolutely nothing insane was happening. And we were there at the very moment that the police started firing flashbangs and tear gas grenades into the crowd. That was the moment at which things started to go south. And, you know, I can absolutely understand why people would be angry. I can certainly understand why somebody like Jake, who I think he got hit in the foot with some type of a grenade, broke his foot, shattered a bunch of bones, you know, why he would be able to have some righteous anger. Certainly, after being held in solitary confinement for 20 months, I think that's enough to give somebody a reason to have some righteous anger. But more than anything, it's the unfair prosecution. It is the inequal application of justice under the law. The fact that this current regime, an illegal and unjust regime, is dishing out law in a manner that is not consistent with the law. They don't make people who really commit crimes pay. In fact, those people get out with no cash bail. Those people are allowed to roam the countryside, robbing, raping, pillaging, killing, doing whatever it is that they want to do. Meanwhile, law-abiding citizens get their guns taken away, get thrown in prison, and don't get the opportunity to interact with people on a regular basis. It's disgusting, and Jake is going to be with us in just a moment. Before he arrives, I thought I would also play for you this video showing some of his actions on January 6th, because contrary to what the DOJ says, that Jake Lang attacked police officers. What Jake Lang was really doing was saving people that the police officers, the Capitol Police, I want to be very specific, saving people that the Capitol Police were putting in mortal danger. Let's take a look.
That people are getting crushed because while we're at the bottom of this pile, we're yelling as loud as we can, "We're dying, we're dying, help, help."
You were right by the west entrance where all that sort of mayhem took place, where you see people, what looks like people, you know, fighting. Some look like they're attacking police officers. But as we've been doing more investigations, it's coming to the light that those people were actually defending you, Roseanne Boylan, and people that were underneath the police officers that were getting struck by the police officers. You mentioned that the police officers were spraying mace and pepper spray directly at the pile of people.
They weren't fighting back, we're getting crushed. What they did was they pushed more and more people on top of us. They were beating and beating and beating. It was like something you'd see out of a movie, like in a war scene. And it was a really terrifying experience. If it wasn't for Jake Lang, I definitely would be dead.
All right, joining me now on the line, direct from Pennsylvania, is Jake Lang. Jake, are you there?
Hey, Zach, how's it going? God bless you, brother.
God bless you too, man. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Appreciate you stopping in. So listen, this is the first time we've met. This is the first time I've had you on the show. I don't know if you know this, but I was present on January 6th too. So I know exactly what was going on. I know exactly what happened. And the fact that people like you are still being kept in the conditions you are is absolutely disgusting. It's totally morally reprehensible and as unjust as it can possibly get. So I just, you know, obviously you're staying really strong through all of it. You're continuing to stay really active, trying to raise awareness. And I think that that's just an incredible thing. A lot of lesser men would have already given up by now.
Thanks, Zach. I appreciate that. It's all glory to God for that. He's given me my strength, and through Christ, I'm able to overcome any obstacle, any demonic oppression, any painful experience that, you know, this jail would have me consistently be under, whether it be 22 hours a day locked in my cell, which I've been for the last 20 months, or malnourishment, or lack of legal resources, or no religious services. There's so many different ways they try to come against us, but God just continues to press in further and create miracles and give grace when there is no light to be seen. He brings light out of darkness.
Amen. Is the conditions that you're under right now, are they any better than they were previously?
So they moved me actually from Pennsylvania, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, to Alexandria, Virginia. This is my eighth facility been in since I've been incarcerated January 16th, 2021. This facility here is particularly hardcore as far as... it's like purgatory. There's not much here for any human being to look forward to on a daily basis. There's, like I said, I'm 22 hours a day in my cell, which is by itself, it's barren of anything. I mean, it's just a slab, a concrete slab with a 2-inch mattress and a steel toilet. There's no desk to sit at or bench to sit at. There's limited books here. There's no legal library access, no religious services. We go to the gym once a week for an hour, and that's sometimes that, you know, they postpone that for 2-3 weeks in a row. So I'm constantly in my cell without seeing sunlight or being able to get stretch my legs for sometimes weeks and weeks at a time. And then, you know, just 1 hour at the little gym to shoot basketball hoop once a week is not nearly enough time for recreation or for working out. It is what it is. I'm a prisoner of war, and, you know, this is how the conditions are trying to put patriots under across the country to break our resolve and to make sure we lose our convictions and we take these horrendous plea deals. My plea deal they're currently offering me is 108 months, a decade in prison for standing up and defending the Constitution on January 6th and being brutalized by police and even having a woman murdered in my arms, Roseanne Boylan.
Jake, what are they actually charging you with?
I have a slew of charges. Anywhere from, I just beat this main charge. My attorney, Steve Metcalf, came through with a huge clutch win, one of the biggest wins for the Gen 6 Patriots thus far, the 15-12 obstruction of Congress charge. It was totally, had no facial value. There is a contrived charge that the government was sticking all the January 6 Patriots with. It's a 20-year maximum charge. It's a massive charge. And so we actually beat that charge in a motion to dismiss recently. They filed an appeal. So we're fighting the appeal right now. It's looking good for us, though. But I have a number of alleged assault charges from protecting myself and protecting unarmed women and elderly people. In that tunnel on January 6th, they were brutalizing people, maiming them, doing killer death blows with their steel batons. And they were fully, you know, guarded with 100% riot shield gear where we were standing there unarmed, singing peaceful hymns and chanting America will never be a socialist country. And we were beaten down and, you know, attempted murdered many of us and even murdered like Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan at the hands of the Capitol Police. And so, you know, I have a lot of self-defense charges, related charges as well. I think the most of any Gen 6er, to be honest.
Wow, that's awful. I want to go back to January 6th. Tell us a little bit about what you experienced there in that tunnel. What was the point at which things started to go south?
Yeah, so January 6th, I mean, the infamous day that was really supposed to be a day of, you know, a cherished day in American history. I think it's now going to be forever remembered as Patriots Day. where unarmed American citizens banded together, united underneath our flag and standing on godly values and Christian love for our country and for our liberty. We banded together and we were there protesting a stolen election, redressing our grievance, First Amendment right, God-given right. And we were there peacefully protesting, and there was a couple of little barriers that the police set up that we were pressed up hard against there, peacefully protesting, and the cops started reaching over the barriers, dragging people over them, pepper spraying us, using munition rounds. Like I just read an Epic Times, this poor man got his femur broken by a munition round, like a rubber bullet, basically, that cracked him in the leg. I got hit with a rubber bullet in my foot, too. They broke my foot. But basically, they incited us. They got us there in a kettle pot, and they incited us with all different types. They were targeting the women and the elderly men and women there. And they got the younger guys pretty pissed off after a while of watching unarmed American citizens be brutalized. We started to defend the people around us and defend ourselves. And it kind of broke out into a chaotic scene, as the world now knows very well. And, you know, we got up there on the West Terrace little tunnel entrance area there. We were all hanging out and, you know, peacefully protesting. I had my camera out on me. I was filming for my social media presence and whatnot. And we got inside that tunnel. And, you know, I'm in there filming, and everybody in there is chanting beautiful, you know, USA-related hymns. You know, we're here in the name of the Constitution, and, you know, this is our house. This is the Patriots' house. This is the people's house. And asking the policemen who are in full riot gear on the inside of that tunnel, a small area, hey, put down your weapons, guys. We're on your side. We love you. We don't want to fight with you. We want to, you know, peacefully protest. We're here in the name of the Constitution. Join us. We're your brothers. We're your fellow countrymen. And the Redcoats that day were not having it. They stood in defiant opposition to the will of the American people, and they started attacking us, to be quite honest, out of nowhere. It was like a order came through or something like that, and they had all these weapons and riot shields and gas masks and helmets and elbow pads and steel batons, and we had nothing. We had cameras in our hands, cell phones, and I saw many people with their backs turned to the police trying to get out of that tunnel, but there was such a surge coming in, they couldn't really move. We were being squished to death. It's even me saying it in my video on my cell phone. We're dying in here. We're dying in here. Police are squishing us to death. And as they're squishing us to death, they're also brutally beating people down onto the ground. And I helped many, many people up from being trampled off the ground that day. And, you know, you'll see that actually in my documentary. We have this fantastic documentary my team and I produced called The Truth About January 6th, which is available for free to watch on j6truth.org. That's J, the number 6, truth.org. And you'll see me there in action, actually saving the life of Philip Anderson, who has sworn a court-sworn affidavit saying that I saved his life.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
He was knocked unconscious from the police and pepper sprayed while he was on the ground and being trampled by a reverse stampede the police created inside that tunnel where Roseanne lost her life, and he was about to lose his life as well. I was trying to save Roseanne, couldn't muster it. She was too wedged in. She was too many people piled on top of her for too long. She lost her life, and I had to triage my action and move over to Philip because he was in a better position. His tongue was hanging out of the side of his mouth. He was looking badly beat up and unconscious. And I was able to get up underneath him and drag him out to the volunteer Patriot medics who revived him. By the grace of God, he's still alive. And another man recently came forward too, Tommy Tatum, who has also sworn a court-sworn affidavit that I saved his life by picking him up off the ground. So that's what we were dealing with in there, police beating people brutally down to the ground and even murdering some of them, and the Patriots had to come together and defend ourselves and defend the people who are being trampled to death by police caused stampedes. Horrendous, horrendous, worst situation ever. for a patriot. You just want to protest peacefully, and all of a sudden, your own police force has turned its weapons on you and started trying to kill you.
It's one of the most horrific things that I can imagine. And seeing the footage in your documentary, seeing the footage of some of the actions you took on January 6th, I mean, I think it's difficult for people to really conceptualize. I mean, what is that, you know, a pile of bodies in front of that tunnel? I mean, how does that even happen? I mean, the only way that it could happen, because you've got that wave of people coming up behind you, and then you've got the police clearly just brutalizing people all across that front line. That's the only reason people would find themselves falling to the ground. I mean, it's absolutely insane to imagine that this could happen on American soil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these, like I like to say to people, you know, these aren't your local sheriffs or come get your cat out of a tree police officers. These are police officers that were seething, so ready to beat down Trump supporters and out-of-towners that day on January 6th. They couldn't wait. Many of them, I mean, some of them are the fist bumper cops that we saw, you know, taking selfies with the Jan 6ers. They are probably more closely aligned with conservative, patriotic values. And then you have this group of police officers, like in the tunnel there, that were, you know, definitely looking for trouble and looking to hurt and harm as many unarmed Trump supporters as possible. And they got their wish, you know, but they also didn't realize that we were not a bunch of cowards who were about to, you know, be brutally beaten on the steps of our own Capitol and just shriek away and run away like, you know, like cowards. And so we stood strong, and we defended ourselves and defended our soil, because really what was happening inside that building was a communist coup d'etat stealing the American presidency from Donald Trump, who is a patriot and constitutionalist, and Joe Biden is senile and he is a tyrant. And can't have that happen in America. Got to stand firm when history presents itself to stand up and to become a part of history. You have to stand up and do it. You know, God's called us to be in that place in that time and protect our country. And so we'll never shrink away from what God calls us to do.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, this is nothing. This is an existential fight. I mean, we're talking about the future of our nation. We're talking about our own futures, our children's futures. I mean, it's never ending. It's going to continue on. And if they're allowed to take the country at this point, then there's really no hope of getting it back. Over on the Rumble chat, Jake, my mom is watching, and she said, is there anything we can send him? Can we send supplies or books? Is there a way to send you anything?
Right now, this is what I need from all the American people that are listening right now. We are in the middle of a huge legal drive. We need donations badly. We are representing many different January 6ers. J6 Legal is my fundraising page. So you go to j6legal.org and you go and you donate over there. Please, God bless you. Your generosity is really greatly appreciated. It's not for my legal fees. I'm already taken care of. I'm raising money for dozens of other January 6ers who are facing trial. They're facing 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in prison just off their plea deals, let alone if they lose trial. And so we're raising money for them. So go to j6legal.org and make your contribution there. That's really appreciated. And we put it to good use. 100% transparent on our fundraising. 0% of the money gets kept by me or any of my team. It all goes to lawyers, and we heavily negotiate with those lawyers. We don't let people come in and take 150 grand, 100 grand. We're getting really good lawyers for January 6th defendants for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for some of the massive cases, and even below that in some cases, because we have patriotic attorneys, Christian brothers and sisters we're working with, who are willing to make the sacrifice on their end, and I negotiate with them down. So we're really doing some great work. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars already on another Give, Send, Go page of mine that I've donated for this cause, and we're looking to raise more. This is a massive fundraising effort. So if you're listening, go to j6legal.org and check out the fundraiser and contribute as much as you possibly can. We're really blessed to have your support, honestly.
Well, that's great. It's good to know that there is a page specifically associated with you and that we can check where the money's going. So many people set up GoFundMes and GiveSendGoes, and then you have no idea where the money goes. Also, over on Rumble, original Clag, he says, Clag from Seavine here. Long time, my friend. Yeah, very long time. Good to see you. So, Jake, tell us about these events that you have coming up. I understand my friend AJ Fisher was just telling me that you had something coming up. And full disclosure, AJ is how we're speaking right now. That's how I was able to reach you. But the January 6th Solidarity Truth Press Conference, what is that going to entail?
Wow, yeah, AJ's a great patriot. God bless you, AJ, if you're listening out there. Thanks for the connect. That's one of the unforeseen things that these tyrants did by arresting all of us January 6ers is they put us in an elite class of our own, and we're all connected now. All of the real patriots have, the cream's risen to the top, and we're really blessed to be connected, Zach. So thanks, AJ. And so, really unforeseen, you know, when the enemy intends for evil, God uses for our good, and we've grown much stronger as a family of Christians, many of us, and as patriots, to come together and stand united in the face of evil is a Christian thing to do. It's what we're called to do, and we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So God bless, and we're going to be doing it big on September 24th. Mark your calendars. I know I'm asking a lot from you guys, asking for donations and watching documentaries, but you know, the January 6ers have given the full measure. Some of them have lost their lives for this country. So it's only right that, you know, we do as much as we can to support them, and myself included. So September 24th, it's called January 6th Solidarity Truth Press Conference and Rally. It's in the heart of Washington, D.C. We're going back to the belly of the beast, right outside the Federal District Courthouse, where they're committing so many sins and egregious acts of injustice against American heroes. Going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. The details in the flyer and everything is on j6solid.com. That's J, the number 6, solid.com. All of the different websites, like j6truth.org and j6solid.com, they're kind of cross-pollinated, so you'll see the flyer on j6truth and whatnot. So don't feel the need to write down every single website. Just remember j6truth.org and j6legal.org as well. So this speaking event that we have set up is truly just a miracle that's unfolding, because we have over 20 plus confirmed really big patriotic speakers. We have some new people that we're just confirming now that are, they're massive. They're big, big patriots. Mike Lindell is supposed to be coming down speaking, Congresswoman Lohan Boebert and, Marjorie Taylor Greene have, shown interest in coming and speaking. We're confirming with them. That's, it looks like they're coming. And, people that are already confirmed, Professor David Clement, Jim Haw from Gateway Pundit, Dinesh D'Souza, big, big January 6th supporter, God bless him, Hong Kwan from Prisoner's Record, Kara Castronova from Newsmax, Johnny Tobacco from Newsmax, Joe Oatman from Conservative Podcast. We are really blessed with these amazing speakers, and there's tons more coming as well. And you, the American people, book your planes, your trains, your automobile, get them gassed up, and make your way down to the Capitol September 24th. This is the big stand that we need people to show up for, because September is, they're restarting this J6 Select Committee, a little farce squad TV show, season finale thing that they're doing later on this month. And so we're going to be standing in the face of that, and also they're starting the Proud Boys and the Oath Keeper trials this month as well. So this rally that we put together and this press conference is really just the biggest one so far, and we're standing united right in the middle of the greatest oppression and adversity possible. And this is the time where we come together and show our solidarity and support for political prisoners like me and all the people who have suffered for this country and for our liberties. And we need a massive showing. I'm talking, it's looking like we're going to have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people there. And if your listeners are listening and they book their plane and train tickets and organize in their local communities, buses, or however they want to get down there, hopefully we'll have up to 10,000 people there and really be able to show the government and the liberals, media, news media complex, that we are united and we're not being forsaken by God or our country. So it's important for so many different reasons, and it's important to physically be there and support.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Lauren Boebert. Oh, hold on.
Can you hear me, Zach?
I can't. I got muted somehow. Sorry about that. You had mentioned Lauren Boebert is going to be there. Have you had any contact from any other Republican names, any other politicians, people who might be able to exert some political pressure on this unselect committee or perform any investigations if perhaps we do take back the House and the Senate come 2023?
You know, I wish I could tell you a lot more. The grassroots effort is really where January 6th is based off of. God has used, yet again, the farmers and the shepherds and the humble people of this country to support us and to, you know, because it's we the people at the end of the day that have the inherent power in this country. And, you know, if we lean too much on our politicians to come and be our saviors in times of adversity or tyrannical power, we're probably going to be disappointed. But, you know, we had Louis Gohmert come visit us in D.C. jail, which was a massive blessing. He was he's a strong patriot. He's done an op-ed in Epic Times that was a pleasure to read. And Donald Trump just last week spoke out, you know, very strongly in support of the Jan 6ers, saying, you know, that there's a full pardons coming and a lot of apologies need to be made to us. So I appreciated that. It is a little bit disconcerting that the biggest January 6th event thus far has been organized by pretty much single-handedly me and my team, you know, just me based out of, you know, my 2 hours a day, I get off my phone calling my close patriotic contacts. And, you know, my dad as well, financially supporting. So it's, you know, if the people who decide to come, like Boebert and MTG, they are going to be, you know, greatly appreciated. But I wish that the leadership was coming from them and from other, you know, big Republican names like Trump and his family and DeSantis and Cruz and, you know, Ron Johnson and stuff. You know, they should be the ones locking arms like Martin Luther King and doing marches and protests and rallies on our behalf across the country. It, you know, it's sad that I've had to organize it with my team right here single-handedly from jail. But hey, like I said, God's using the humble. So I'm very grateful that there's a lot of support for us. And the American people are the only people I care about having support from.
Well, I like your attitude, and I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think a lot of people deify politicians. They deify these people with big names. And when that happens, you're right. People are undoubtedly going to be disappointed. And truthfully, the only way this is going to be fixed, as far as I'm concerned, is at the ballot box and through conservative activism. And we have to be boots on the ground. We have to be directly involved. And it is amazing to me, honestly, that you've been able to do as much as you have from behind bars, because I can only imagine the amount of pressure they're putting on you and the way that they're trying to constrict your ability to even use your time. What have the guards been like at each of these facilities that you've been to? I mean, was it an abusive situation like I've heard it is in Washington, D.C., or are you getting treated fairly?
I mean, you know, it varies as far as individually. I'd say the overwhelming majority of guards are they want to see us in the greatest amount of pain possible. They're trying to make our time as pretrial detainees, innocent until proven guilty, as difficult as possible to put on pressure on us to take these ridiculous plea deals. Mm-hmm. But I have seen greatness behind these bars too, from not only from my other January 6th brothers, my Christian brothers, but also from some Christian brothers who happen to be prison guards who have come and prayed with me all night before, laid hands on me and prayed with me. But I've also seen abuse from them. I've been pepper sprayed. I've been punched in the gut for singing the national anthem. I've been deprived of clothing for weeks at a time, sitting in my pants with no boxers or socks or shoes or t-shirt, you know, just in the, you know, prison jumpsuit basically for weeks with no hygiene, and had to show up at court one time and with no shoes on. I mean, this, you know, criminal justice system in America is being exposed as how brutally wicked it is through the January 6ers, and that's another way God is using us to show the inherent, just brutality of being locked away in prison, especially as a pretrial detainee. When you're innocent, you should be afforded all of your constitutional rights and, you know, human rights as far as, you know, not being locked in a cell 22 hours a day, being able to sit down and eat a meal instead of eating it off your floor, which I currently have to do. There's nowhere to sit in my room. I'm not going to sit in my bed and eat. I'm not going to sit on the toilet and eat. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are wrong with incarceration in America, and we're exposing them, and it's you know, another thing that people need to get keen and aware on is how we treat the least of these as Christians and as Americans speaks a lot about who we are as a country. And, you know, I met a lot of great people in prison, not just January 6ers, who have deep faith in God, who, you know, deserve a second chance.
I absolutely agree with you. So, Jake, let's say that we're able to get this cleared up. What are you hoping to go home to? What are you going to be doing next once you get out?
Looking to go home to my church. I just want to be surrounded by the people of God that have shown me so much love.
You have 1 minute left.
Have shown me so much love so far. We have a prayer group call that meets up every single night at 9 p.m. That it's on Prisoner's Record. If you guys want to check that out on Telegram, I'm currently running a podcast too from prison here called the Political Prisoner Podcast. I'm going to be continuing that. If you go on Apple Podcasts or Spotify app and you search Jake Lang, you will see that. I just did an episode with Ashley Babbitt's mom, Mickey, that is very emotional, and it definitely should not miss it. So search Jake Lang on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to check that out. And I'm going to continue praying and preaching and writing and fighting for the good fight, man. The good fight of faith is and liberty in this country is never to be stopped.
All right. Amen. Well, Jake, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. And hopefully we'll be able to have you back on the podcast in the near future. Stay safe.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Zach. God bless you.
God bless, man. We'll talk to you soon. All right. That was
Jake Lang.
Thank you
for the caller has hung up. Thank you for using secure.
Hanging up. God, Jake Lang calling in from his prison cell in Virginia. I guess that he was moved from Pennsylvania to Virginia. Let me go through some of these thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Neo says, God bless you both. Keep fighting, Jake. We're praying for you every day. Love you, Zach. I love you too, Neo. DPatriot 1776 says, thank you for bringing us this, Zach. Make much love to you and Jake. God bless you both. Sean Joe, thank you for that cookie. Thank you, PC Tech Pro, for the cookie as well. Sean Joe, thank you for it. PC Tech Pro, did you used to follow me on Twitch? I feel like I remember seeing you on Twitch. Sean Joe, thank you for the cookie. Average Joe Patriot says, we are with you. We are with you. God bless you and stay strong. Khaleesi 2020, thank you for the shades. NX17 says, thanks, RP. Sean Joe, thank you for the cookie. And PC Tech Pro dropping another phone. Appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much also to my mother and to Clag. I'll make sure that Jake gets a copy of this from his people outside so that he can go ahead and take a listen and see all of your comments. Carrie Lake, thank you very much for that cookie as well. You know, guys, I have to be really honest with you. Every time I do a show with one of these guys or where we're going back and talking about it, you know, I can't help but feel that I am one of the luckiest people in the world because I very easily could be in Jake's shoes. So easily, many of us could have been put in the exact same scenario, could have been persecuted, could have had our entire lives taken away from us. And to know that Jake still maintains his faith, to know that he is still continuing to persevere despite everything that he has to go up against, I think it's an incredible thing. And I just thank God every day that we have each other and that we're able to be here. And we are blessed to be on the outside and to be able to continue to fight. So don't ever, ever give up, because the only way this is going to work is with every single one of us. I want to thank everybody for being here. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. I'll be back tomorrow with Occam's Razor at 1 p.m. and then another episode after that. So until then, good luck and God bless. I forgot to say this. I also wrote a Substack. You can go to my Substack through my Truth Social and check out the article and tell me what you think.